Well,
yes. Soulja Boy Tough.
He told ya, it's time for the human fucking podcast, everybody.
Wait, can you do that without having to pay money?
Yeah, I never do. I've played so many songs on this podcast and haven't paid a dime.
Okay.
As long, it's fair use as long as, you know, I don't do it over 30 seconds, which
oh.
I have played full songs on this podcast. I'm sure of it.
You're going to be like really old one day and a lawyer is going to show up nowhere with a subpoena and like they've been trying to subpoena you for years, but because you're you and you've like lived out in the land and whatnot, you're like super hard to track and stuff and they never find you.
They're like, are you Alex the truck? And I'm like, Soulja Boy, tell them. They're like, well, Soulja Boy is suing you because this is all he has at this point. And it's like, you know, they're
oh my
like,
God.
I mean, like, what would he come after me for? Like, if I was someone big, for sure. But no.
Yeah.
Like if someone took my entire podcast, ripped it off, and made money off of it somehow, good for you.
I was also going to say the same. I'm like, if you can.
I'm like, I'd be impressed. I'm like, give me some fucking tips. Like.
Oh, my goodness.
I was listening to a random podcast the other day. It was called like something with cats.
It was like Cat Facts or something.
No, it wasn't Cat Facts. It was like Cat
Facts. And Alex was correcting her.
Yeah, she.
Yeah.
So she was sitting there, you know, talking, you know, Cat Facts, like, you know, cat's whiskers can only grow as big as they are. And she's like, actually, that's not true.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm like, she can't hear you.
No, but you can hear me, and I'm making sure you know the truth.
Yeah, you know I don't care. Like, I don't care that my cat's whiskers grow. I'm like, my cat could lose all of her whiskers tonight, and I would not notice. Like, right after this fucking podcast. She can lose every fucking one of her whiskers. I can go out and make, hey, Mochi, and pet her on her head and make, oh, thank God you didn't come in here and step on my fucking pause button. And, you know, fuck up my entire podcast.
But it's the pause button.
The pause button. God damn it. Every fucking time. But that is my wife. I am Alex. And we got Courtney over there getting fucking stoned. Getting zooted out of the atmosphere.
My freaking pen might be, like, not working as well. It's so annoying.
Well, what you need to do is go to penisland.com and buy yourself a new one.
Is it? Are they good?
Penisland.com?
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's top notch. It's where you get the best pens ever. So, for those that, you know, can't spell, PENISLAND.
You think you're funny.
I'm hilarious.
You really think you're funny.
PenIsland.com. The best pens to exist. Don't even dare give away the premise.
Oh my gosh.
And... horrible news to start out the day. Florida didn't do anything bad.
Seriously?
But even worse, a woman got a PhD.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah. I honestly haven't looked into this at all whatsoever, so proceed.
So Taylor Swift, as y'all know, the fucking... girl that's like, I got broken up with a whole bunch and wrote songs to say fuck you boys.
Yeah.
And this bitch got a fucking PhD.
And what?
It's just like an honorary doctorate from, you know, New York University.
For what? Like, what did she do?
I think she like did a speech. Let's go watch the video.
Wasn't the speech kind of horrible, though?
Anything that comes out of her mouth is horrible.
Yeah, I thought so.
But, like, you know.
So she gave a speech about what?
This is like the worst fucking video I've ever seen. Like I'll
fuck the shit out you.
But yeah, she probably gave a speech. She's like, "You can do it, and I believe in you, and you all are great," and blah 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 blah.
Well, no, what did she speech about? Speech.
Let me.
90% sure the main reason I'm here is because I have a song called 22.
She has way too much red lipstick on this video.
After taking a break from the spotlight, Taylor Swift makes a rare appearance to pick up her new college degree at NYU's graduation. The pop singer joined the New York University class of 2022 at Yankee Stadium.
Thank you,
on
E! News.
May 18th, where she received an honorary doctorate of fine arts from the university. Her big entrance had the crowd going crazy.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
While speaking to the class of 2022,
but yeah, no.
No, it's fine arts. This is the kind of shit they can, like, fine arts is their own, like, little, like, culture, their own rules. Like,
I feel like every comedian
it's
from
justifiable
New York
it's fine arts.
Has a degree from NYU. Like, I went to NYU and now I'm going to tell dick jokes on stage. So she got a diploma for nothing. But I imagine that there's people that have been, you know, working their ass off, staying up till 2 a.m. to finish up whatever essay or whatever the fuck you do in college. Like, Courtney, did you ever go to college?
Yeah. I remember staying up all night to do an essay.
I know my wife did.
Okay. College was helpful for me, and I applied through my courses and I graduated. Like, college worked for me. College doesn't work for everybody. So it's not like that big of an accomplishment to me. It just means that was how I got my knowledge into my career.
I was there for pussy. That's it.
And I put out.
Any man that goes to college is either there to really study and they're, you know, Indian. What? Stop messing with your thing.
Oh, I feel like I sound dull.
I mean, I turned down your volume. Oh, there. Okay. I mean, you have to speak like into the microphone.
I thought I'm supposed to speak into the microphone.
Yeah, just make sure your little button's right there.
Yeah.
You're good. Okay. I hear you.
I'm trying.
I mean, if that can see what you're saying, you're good.
Ugh, I'm not quite sure I can read from that far away.
Well, then you need glasses.
I mean, no.
Blind like, bitch.
My glasses are smudgy. But
then
oh my God.
That.
No,
seriously.
My glasses are smudgy.
Whatever.
You're so annoying.
Yeah, she's the worst. She's like, I can't see anything, and I take her to go get glasses, and she's like, I'm gonna lie to the doctor. And
you can't lie on the tests.
Yeah, you can. You can read it as you come into the room because it's like right there.
They change them.
Yeah.
No, they don't. The first letter's E on all of them. I guarantee.
Okay, it's E because it's E for eyes. Okay, like. No matter what letters follow it afterward can be different. It's
It'd be
e
hilarious
for
if, it,
eyes.
If it was like an entire sentence.
I'm 100% convinced of this.
It's like, you know, everyone read this sentence and you'll get $1 million. And it's like, what? But, you know, no one's paying attention to it because it's in a pyramid. But it's like a secret code to like the Illuminati. And if you can read it in the right order, you can get into like an Illuminati. Like that's how it starts. You get an eye doctor and beg. You have to say a secret phrase. Like, fellatio midday. And they're like, welcome, sir. And they, like, open, like, a cellar door. And you get to a speakeasy.
Is the Illuminati like the Fight Club?
Kinda. You don't talk about the Fight Club.
That's why I asked. And I know.
I mean, no one knows what the Illuminati is. I'm sure it's just a bunch of dorks in robes. Being like, we run the world. But, you know, if they fucking got into a street fight in the streets in New York, they'd die. Or, like, work one day at Denny's. They'd die. I'm sure there's, like, celebrities out there that are like, the Oscar slaps were the worst time ever. And they, like, cry when they think about it. This is why I do not respect fucking professional people in entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, I like, you know, the people that I like. the East Coast comedians, the Ari Shaffir, the Louis J. Gomez, you know, all those guys over there, the West Coast are like, oh no, something happened in Buffalo and people got shot to death.
Wait, I thought Buffalo was in New York.
It is. And then the people over there in Buffalo are like, oh yeah, yeah, no, like 10 of us died. That was crazy, right? Oh yeah, I already forgot that happened. Yeah, we had 9/11. Yeah, oh yeah, that was crazy too.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we have people shitting in the middle of the streets and shooting up all around us. We have crime nonstop. So 10 people dying, that's like a walk to the store.
It really is.
And here's the thing that fucking really bothers me. Is all these new fucking shooters, the one that happened up in King Soopers here in Colorado, the Buffalo one, all these like new mass shooters, they're all white and they all get arrested peacefully, and I'm sure the officers are calling them sir.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Like, have you ever noticed it? Like, yeah, you know, like one dude shot an officer, like, you know, caught him in his shoulder up in, you know, Colorado. And, you know, killed a few people in the store, had a loaded weapon, and they arrested him and took him out, not beat to shit. Like, if they Rodney King this motherfucker, then it'd be, I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. Nice. I don't even care.
Oh, wow.
But, nope, they're like, oh, come on, sir. Okay, let's put you, you know, gently in here. Whereas, like, it's like a black person just walking down the street. Get on the ground, you fucking scumbag piece of shit! And then they'll go on, like, a two-week vacation, get their job back. And everything's fine. And, like, the dude gets, like, $500,000, and the city has to foot that bill. So, I'd say, go ahead and just kill the mass murderers. Kill these crazy killers out here. That way we don't have to send them to prison.
This is why capital punishment needs to be brought back.
But
then there's the fallacy of the justice system.
Nope. I don't even care. Even if they fuck up, even if they fuck up on me, I don't care. Let them fuck up. Let them chop off my head. See, what they should do, and there's no way this can go tits up. Bring back hangings and guillotines, public hangings and public guillotines, and have farmers come in with produce that will not make it to the supermarkets, and it's kind of like fucked up, a bug dug into this one, whatever, kind of like rotted, you know, tomatoes like they used to do.
Okay, so what's the point of this?
The farmers get to sell this to the people to throw at the people that are going to get their heads chopped off or are about to be hung, and it's like, you know, you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
And helping the farmer.
Yes, we need to fucking do the French Revolution or whatevs.
Did that happen in the French Revolution?
Actually, when the French did their revolution thingy, we are in worse financial straits than they were. We are in worse.
Yeah, we're in financial gaze. It sucks.
Yeah. Okay, so like they had already fucking taken over by now. We're still sitting on our asses.
Yeah, it's because Americans are lazy. We are lazy pieces of shit.
This literally happened in Brazil. I don't know what came of it.
This happens all over the world all the time.
I know. So it's like low-key disappointing. We're like,
we walked into the Capitol building and took pictures in Viking outfits. We did our part.
Just like,
we did what we were supposed to do.
Oh my god.
I like how Courtney has like fireworks in the background, so I can't see where she's actually going. And if she's like really still, you know, she's like, I can just sneak off to the bathroom and then mute myself and pee, and no one will ever know.
Oh my god, don't call me out, you asshole.
Is that what you're doing? That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
already went, dude. Yeah,
but like anytime like your camera gets all shaky on your phone, you're like, I'm like, there's only one of two things she's ever doing. And it's going pee or getting food and then going pee. So I'm like, ah. And then like afterwards, she has to like roll her dad a bunch of cigarettes. I wonder if like in the French Revolution, like they ran out of carrots to like throw at people. So like they started throwing like disabled people as vegetables.
I think they had parsnips.
Yeah, you missed the joke. Courtney got the joke like right away. Like people that are like in a coma, like vegetables, vegetative states.
You know why Benadryl works?
Because
you can't sneeze if you're in a coma.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's Benadryl annoying. Never puts me down. I kind of want to buy like a bunch. I want to buy enough to where like just and have like an old like concern.
Yeah, no, Benadryl amps you up, right?
I don't know. I don't do drugs. But like I want to like find like a conservative Christian lady and like buy too much Benadryl for her. Just to where she's like, sir, I'm gonna have to call someone over. I'm like, I'm just stocking up. You never know. You saw the price of gas go up. What if I need Benadryl in the future? It doesn't go bad. And if it starts to go bad, then I can just eat it all and then, you know, not have a cold for a while.
I had to pay $3.98 this morning. I'm so mad.
$3.98?
Like,
oh no.
Fucking shit, I'm pissed.
I had to pay $5.89 a gallon of diesel.
Well, yeah, diesel's even worse streets.
Yeah, and it sucked because I had to like put 70 gallons in that bitch.
Yeah. That really sucked.
It's a hungry little fucking hippo. It's like doop 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 doop. I'm like, and then you drive down the street. You drive like an hour down the street, and you're like, what? 536? Piece of shit. And you got charged 60 cents over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you know why truckers are all mad.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Because on top of that. We're getting still cut off by you pieces of shit out here in your RVs. Quit getting in your goddamn
RV. Like,
who has
the fucking money to travel?
Everyone. People.
On gasoline.
Everyone.
I am shooketh. They're just feeding the inflation rise.
People are getting fired from their job. That way they can, you know, get on unemployment because they're already getting kicked out of their fucking house. So, like, fuck it. Let's go on, you know, big-ass vacation. Now I'm fired from my job. I don't have to pay rent. And let's just, you know, go live in an RV for a while.
Wait, is that what my parents did? Because, like, when my dad lost his job, we went on, like, a six-month journey in our trailer to Florida and back.
Probably. He gets paid fucking unemployment, and all he has to do is put in a form saying, I looked for unemployment. Or I looked for a job. And then they, you know, give him a card and they reload the card and they're like, boom, 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 boom.
So one time we were in Texas and we parked. My dad literally just put the trailer up on the actual beach. And so I wake my parents up at 5 a.m. to let them know that there are waves running under the trailer. And so we were like, shit, and got out. Fuck. And we realized like half hour driving in, we were running from a hurricane. Those are the kind of decisions my parents made.
Oh my god. They were stupid.
I don't know how I'm alive sometimes.
And then they turn back and it's just a hurricane drink.
Is it a good drink? I've never had a hurricane. Or I thought it was about a motorcycle.
What?
The Eye of the Hurricane?
No, it's just a drink. It's a shitty blue drink.
Okay.
Well, like, just imagine any fucking fruity beach drink, Sex on the Beach, type drink. That's what it is.
I both like and dislike those types of drinks.
See, I love those drinks because they go down easy, and you can, you know, it's like having a milkshake. Like, if they put, you know, tasteless alcohol in a milkshake, and I'm like, after, like, three of them, I'm like, fuck, I'm fucked up. It'd be great.
Like, I like to taste my alcohol a little bit with whatever I'm drinking. Like, I want that little bit of there reminding me, like, oh, yeah, this is it.
And then, like, after, you know, I have the milkshake and I'm shitting on the toilet.
Like, it helps me pace myself.
Then I can, like, turn around and throw up. And I'm like, yeah. Boom.
Make
I'm
more room.
Ready for the night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still fucked up. I'm, like, out there dancing on a rave, like, boop, 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 boop. And I throw up on a girl. I'm like, oh, I was trying to fuck her. No.
Yeah, it's a little too late.
Oh, well, I'm going to go home to my wife.
Well, then you shouldn't have fucked her anyway.
I mean, that's what happens. Drugs, alcohol, milkshakes. Not a great combination.
I really don't like dairy with alcohol.
I love dairy with alcohol.
Nah, white gives me the creeps.
White Russians, bring it on. I forgive you, Russia.
That's different. I mean, it's just...
How are you going to hate...
It just makes me think of heavy cream, and I don't like to drink heavy cream.
I can say this. You do.
Okay. I did walk into that.
You love drinking the heavy fucking cream.
Whipping cream. Whipping cream. Aw, man. I wanted to get potatoes. Should have got potatoes.
That's hilarious. Like, one of my friends over there in California just posted. He's like, well, promised right bailed on me last second. Please, someone help me get to Frisco so I don't miss my flight. Fuck. Hashtag fuck. I'm like, good. You should miss your flight. Just get put on standby. It sucks. You're an idiot. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I fucking... There's just days that I'm like, hey, I have fucking idiot friends. But this week, we are doing Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is this week.
That's actually kind of amusing, because, like... Oh, can you? Oh, you can't see it. I was on it already.
So
I was browsing Reddit.
God damn it! So you probably already saw this one, Courtney.
I haven't done it in the last few days, so if it's new.
Yeah, it was pretty new. Am I the asshole for telling on my friend to his date? A throwaway. A few days ago, I took my mom out to dinner. Mom, of course, he's British. I took my mom out to dinner for her birthday, a fairly upscale restaurant. Don't take your mom to dinner. Like, cook her something. God. That's classier.
You know,
cook her a steak.
Unless your boys are normally shitty cooks, so.
I'm a pretty fucking good cook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
But you're not a boy.
Yeah, I mean, boys don't have money neither. It's like, hey, mom, can you pay for this fucking food that I'm going to take you out to? So, men have money. I have money. But he took his mom out to a restaurant. We arrive, and I notice my friend, we'll call him Dan, at a table near the middle with a young woman. At the end of the dinner, I paid the bill, went up to the bathroom, and bumped into Dan. We chatted for a couple of minutes. He said he was on a date. He tells me that his date is really stupid. Yeah, she's a woman. And he pretended that his cards got stolen, and now she's paying for all their food. Apparently, he ordered 80 pounds worth of food and drinks, and now he is getting for free. Dan seemed really proud of himself. I excused myself and left. Now, this is... my potentially asshole behavior. I saw the woman walking back to their table. I stopped her, not in a creepy way, just an excuse me, may I talk to you for a second kind of way. I introduced myself and said that Dan is conning her. His cards aren't actually stolen. She looked shocked, and I'm pretty sure she didn't believe me. But by that time, Dan had come back and asked if I was asked me if he was lying to her. I saw his face turning red, but my mom and I left before I saw what else happened. Dan later messaged me furious, saying I ruined his night by butting into something that was none of my business. He got berated by his date, and he knows to never trust me again. He said that he was just jealous because he had a hot piece while I had to go to dinner with my mom. There you go. You fucked up. Was I being an asshole for butting into something that didn't concern me? So this dude saw his buddy at a restaurant. They're having locker room talk. He let on that he's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking, make this bitch pay for everything. First date, whatever. I got my card stolen. I'll pay you back later. All that. And then he's like, yeah, nope. He actually has money. Don't believe him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's kind of a dick move.
So a dick move on the dude that told the date? Or
no. Why would you steal from someone? That's basically stealing from someone.
Okay, number one.
Especially because it's an upscale restaurant. Like, you don't know how expensive that is.
80 pounds. 80 bucks. Maybe 90. Depending on how much British money is. So
it's double U.S., basically.
It's not double, but...
pretty close.
It's not. But... so, like, even if it was $100... if he ordered $100 and it's like, hey, I'll get you back, and doesn't.
I wouldn't be friends with that person.
Well, obviously, they're not friends no more. And here's the thing. Like, if I saw, my best friend Ben, at a restaurant, he's like, dude, I'm conning this chick, and I'm going to make her pay for everything. And... I wouldn't go fucking snitch. I bet that's kind of fucked up. Make sure you get her back. But that, that's it.
So, like, I feel like that situation is okay until it reaches a certain amount of money where then it's like, okay, now it's more of a steal as opposed to kind of being just like, I get you back.
It's a dinner. Like.
But once we're talking over $100, that's kind of unfair if they don't know that.
No, it's a dinner. She wanted something. I mean, as long as he does a little bit of extra cunnilingus, I think they're square.
I mean.
If it doesn't have anything to do with you, leave the shit alone. Do not butt into something that you have no idea really what's going on. And especially if you're boys with somebody. Because now... Dan over here is going to tell everyone that you're a fucking snitch and you're going to lose all your fucking friends. Because them's the rules. You do not fucking snitch.
So if your friend was cheating, you would still help him cheat?
No, that's a complete...
yeah, it's the same thing, though.
Okay, no, here's what it is.
Okay, how's it different?
It's money. Money is the sensitive stuff. No one should steal shit from people. They can go fuck themselves.
My best friend Ben, he's married. So if he was cheating, I would come to him first. I wouldn't go running immediately to Evelyn.
Well, yeah, obvs.
But.
Obvs.
No, especially when this jerk has money. Fuck him.
Yeah.
See, you're coming at it from a woman's perspective.
Well, no, there's difference between a friendship and then...
I'm coming at it from, my boy's perspective. He's, getting fucking treated to a dinner because maybe the woman has money. You're all fucking pretending like this woman is just a poor woman and he's stealing from a poor beggar woman.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It totally does, though.
No, it doesn't.
So
if someone gives you the impression that they can take care of it, then that's fine.
What if it was Nancy Pelosi? What if it was Sarah?
My dad would say fuck her over, but I don't really think it matters.
Yes. I should just get your dad on this podcast and be like,
no.
No, he'll start he'll start Bible talking.
Oh no! We,
oh
like,
my gosh!
It'll be so like, bad.
That's all he's listening to right now is YouTube Bible shit.
I will literally get him off of that and be like, "Yeah,
I don't
fucking
think so.
Trump, Trump."
Did
Trump.
Your dad pay? Does your dad pay for RedTube or whatevs? The no ads.
RedTube?
Isn't that what it's called?
I'm gonna fucking blow your mind. RedTube.com. RedTube.com. No, notice that, like it's not even like highlighted like as something I've been to before. Oh, what is that? Is that a dick? Oh no, that's a dick going to an asshole right there.
Okay, this is partially my fault because I never bothered to look into it, but I just associated the color and change with more value, i.e., it was being charged more for. That's where how I connected dots. I am. Oh, I looked into that like, once. I would clear.
Female, fake taxi, a MILF. Yeah. It's a porn site.
I did my best. Funny. I'll have you know.
Does he pay for. It'd be hilarious if he paid for this. Can you even pay for RedTube?
So, what is. So
yes,
is there...
you can. How much is it? How much is it, you know, to pay for fucking RedTube? Come on, virtual reality. Yeah, what is, you know, better quality, no ads. Yeah, tell me the fucking price, you asshole.
So,
okay, for 1 month, it's $10 a month. For a yearly, I can do a one payment of $59.88. They should just do $95.88. They should do it $95.69.
Yes.
That way it's like hotter.
Nice.
And they just lose a couple pennies.
Nice.
And then they just don't pay a stripper.
Pennies on the dollar.
But yeah, I can get into RedTube without ads.
Okay, so what is it called when you're paying for no ads on YouTube? Is it still just YouTube?
YouTube Premium. That's it.
Okay.
But is your dad paying for YouTube Premium?
Yeah, is he watching ads?
I don't think so. But I have YouTube Premium.
It is so fucking worth it. Holy shit. It is easily one of the best purchases I have done. So, like, I can, like, you know, watch, like, Just Rolled in the Shop, like, over and over again. Like, every episode. Hey, guys, and welcome to another episode of Just Rolled in the Shop. This customer has a fucking tarantula in their car, and we can't find it, so we locked a girl in there. That has something to prove. And she came out and she ate the spider. Problem solved.
Ew.
And we didn't have to listen to her talk about her period for like 3 hours. It's awesome. Next up.
Oh my.
We have this guy that can't turn on the fucking, you know, cold air. So we just turned the knob to cold. And he's like, thank you guys. And we charged him $1,000.
If you're that stupid, you kind of deserve it.
That was literally one of the fucking videos I just rolled in the shop. Like, customer states that their fucking their car won't, you know, go cold. It only blows hot, or like their, you know, heater only blows cold or something like that. And he's like, there you go. And he like just twisted the fucking knob. He's like, it works. There you go, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
I love watching them because I'm like, but I'm like, some of them like, oh yeah, no, I'd fuck that up too.
Oh my.
It's like, you know, one dude's like, yeah, I have 4,000 miles on my Corvette and I ran over his sign and totaled it. I'm like, oh no, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
See, like when I'm old, here's what I'm going to do. Like, this is how I've figured out how I'm going to go out. I'm going to sell everything I have.
I'm dead at this point,
right? You're dead at this point.
Okay.
I'm going to sell everything I have. This can't go tits up. Every last fucking little thing I have, gone. Get rid of all of my insurance. Gone. And then fucking, like, buy the most expensive fucking sports car I can buy. Just cash money. Boom. I want something fast, something flashy. And then crash it.
Yes.
Like off of a, like a jump though. Just go,
yeah, like something cool. Like GTA.
And it costs them like $2.1 million to like clean it up. And it's like, this asshole didn't leave a dime in the world. He didn't have a single possession except for this sports car, which just blew up and now is completely useless.
See, clean exit. It's so important.
No, just and I'm going to do it in California.
Where else would you do it?
Just like in LA.
Where else would you do it, babe?
Oh.
There's nowhere else you would do it.
And then, like, rig the car with explosives, so, like, after, like, it, like, catches on fire, it goes and blows sky high. And, like, some dude's gonna be, like, recording it. Like, that was fucking awesome. That was pretty goddamn cool. And just be, like, jealous, like, that's how I'm gonna go out. And that we're just gonna have, like, a generation of just old, reckless people that are, like, I don't care, I'm about to die anyway. And he's like, punches a cop. And he's like, suicide by cop. And like, the cop's like, now traumatized forever because he had to like shoot an old man. It's like, the worst part was his balls. They were down to his knees. It's like, oh wait, he God. Was naked? It's like, yeah, no, he was naked. It's like, oh no, these old men, these old 90s babies, they're all fucking, you know, killing themselves. It's gonna suck, like, if, like, I die, like, in, like, my 50s. I'm like, oh, fuck, I can only get, like, a Scion FRS. Nothing that great. Like, run out of gas, like, halfway there. It's like, gas is, like, $300 a gallon. It's like, you didn't get an electric car that self-drives.
Because you're poor.
Yeah, all the cars are just gonna be like electric, so I like try and kill myself and like just drives me to like a mental institution. Here's some help, sir. I'm like, no! It's like I set up the ramp and everything. Some orderlies come out and like kicks me out of the car, like has an eject seat and like lands me into a straitjacket. I'm like, ah, what the fuck? And it's like, all right, here's an injection. I'm like, no! It's like, even worse, this will make you live forever. Ah! So now I have to, like, live forever in a mental institution.
Yeah.
That'd be horrible.
That's disgusting.
But I said all that to say this. You know, if your boy is talking chop with you and chopping it up and saying, hey, I'm scamming this person, be cool. Fucking be cool. All right? Don't be a piece of shit. Don't fucking, you know, tell the date unless, like, he's been with her for a while.
Oh, yeah.
This is a first date, too. You gotta, you know, mind that.
We've come full circle.
We've come full circle on this. So, you know, if it was my boy, even if it was Tron, he's like, I have to, like, rip this chick off. I am so hungry. And it was charming.
Okay, I hate this, but you've won me over with your argument.
Yeah, I mean, girls had it too good for too long, so.
No, like, I wouldn't snitch on my friend to the date.
Yeah, I mean, if it was Courtney, you know, doing the same thing, like, hey, I told this guy we're going to go Dutch, and I told him, I don't have any money.
Yeah, no, see, I would, yeah, no, it's, he snitched, it was, he's the asshole.
But, like, girls can get away with it, it's like, as long as you suck my dick by the end of the night. But if you fucking like, I don't have any money and you don't suck his dick, bitch. Oh, bitch. It's like, but like, you know, girls can like swing from cock to cock and just keep on doing the same thing. I don't have any money and not suck dick. I don't have any money. I might, you know, give you a little blowy to pay for my dinner. And he's like, oh, of course, my lady. Tips his fedora. It's like, you know, like, oh man, I can already smell his dick cheese. I'm not sucking his dick for sure not.
I'm always confused when like the first thing is like to like some expensive restaurant or not, and this whole thing of like what are the pay or not pay, and if you don't pay, what's expected of you? It's like, why don't you go on like a cheap first date? Like, I don't understand going to a big fancy restaurant the first time around. It creates all that unnasty and unnecessary tension.
Go on a walk with a girl.
Yeah.
Like, Courtney, what's your ideal first date?
It would depend on the other person.
Okay, like, imagine it's your fucking dream dude, and you get to choose a date. He's like, I want you to choose a date.
The drive-in.
The drive-in.
Ice cream parlor.
Yeah, Courtney, you're going to get pregnant so quick. It's going to be wild.
What?
Drive-in movie theaters are fun, though.
Drive-in movie theaters is where babies are made.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is a field of dreams.
This is why birth control needs to be more accessible.
So, actually, I'll change it. If we had couple seats in the United States, then I'd go to the normal movies. But we don't. So, yeah.
Would you fuck in a movie theater?
If I was in the very back row.
I mean, didn't we once?
We fooled around, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, every man would. We don't care. We're shameless. But we're like...
It was fun.
I'm like, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to get in trouble.
It was fun.
So, guess what, boys? You can convince these girls to fuck in the movie theater. Just don't have, like...
I was not convinced.
Just don't have, like, really strong-smelling semen, because they'll give it away immediately. Or go watch, like, a boring movie like Passion of the Christ. And then you can come at, like, a really inopportune time. Like when Jesus finally dies, you're like, ah! She's like, did you just come when Jesus died? It's like, I did, yeah. She, like, looks back behind her. She's, like, riding her cock and, like, or you're, like, she's, like, sitting on your lap and your dick's up inside of her. She's wearing a skirt.
You're hilarious.
I mean, this is what basketball shorts are for. They're for discreet fucking and then immediate evidence that you fucked right afterwards, because any liquid gets on basketball shorts, it shows immediately. And it's like a blare, like it might as well have like a big neon Las Vegas sign pointing to your dick in the wet spot that it shows. I just fucked or pissed myself. There's no other option.
It better be just fucks, not piss.
No, like here's another thing that sucks about like basketball shorts. It's like if you go piss and you know don't pull your dick all the way out, right? Pull dick and balls out now when I piss. That way there can't be anything that pinches, because if you just pull like just the little fucking little trouser snake out and not the balls.
I am so uncomfortable with the head motions you are making.
It can pinch.
Ew.
And you can shake this part all you want, but there's still like piss, like, you know, kind of trapped back there behind the fucking pinch.
Ew.
And so, you know, this shit could be all dry, all good, all great and dandy. And you put it back in, and it's like, boop. And, like, the last little fucking, you know, shotgun blast hits. And it's like just three drops of piss are just, like, shoved in there. And they're just like, they come right to the forefront. And they're like, hey, bud, what's up? And they tell all your boys that you just pissed yourself. Because, like, dude, you just pissed yourself. Oh, gross. And all your boys will make fun of you for ever on it. And it's like, oh, look, here comes Pissy Boy. I hope you don't piss yourself again. Oh, what a faggot. You probably got hard, you know, thinking about gay people. And you're just like, your dick just got a little bit of extra fucking girth on it. You know, you're probably shaking next to a man. You're like shaking your dick and you're like looking at his penis and you're, it's just like, no, dude. I just didn't pull it out all the way. It's like, cock and balls, dude. And then, you know, you can have a dude next to you like suck your dick. Make sure it's dry.
It's so unfair because that happens to me too.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but it's all fucking pinches and kinks in your fucking pussy.
Oh no, because then it gets like caught in the hair and it's like, fuck.
Okay.
I just pulled my pants all the way up. God damn it.
Nope. Like women are like, oh no, my pubic hairs got caught. Our dicks get caught in the zipper.
I have pubic hair that can get caught on a still fresh piercing.
No,
oh my God.
You have not gotten your labia caught in a zipper.
No, but I've gotten my Christina.
Imagine
it was not okay.
Imagine getting your labia caught in a zipper. Courtney, has your labia ever gotten caught in a zipper?
No, I have a Christina. You have no idea the true level of pain that caused. My God.
I actually have. It hurt really bad.
See, I feel bad for that. That sucks.
I'm sorry.
Like, it hurts so bad.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, what's that one sex toy shop online store that I sent you to?
Oh, Dear Lady?
Thank you!
I just, like, imagine it's all deer dildos.
Oh, my God. So I got another lingerie set from that place, and it fit really nice.
Oh, my God.
But, like, it was, like, a 2-3-time wear lingerie, not, like, this you can wear for a while or, like, this is a one-time use only. It was, like, that middle range. So it was worth the money I paid for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. No, I was very happy with it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Oh my.
But we got another Am I the Asshole to.
Okay.
Do you have to go pee?
No, I'm hungry.
I literally made you like some chicken fucking bullshit.
I know.
That's in the fridge. You can heat it up. All right. Am I the asshole for making a baby name my hill to die on? My wife and I, both early 30s, are expecting our first baby. My wife is due in July. Our closest friends, also early 30s, let's call them Tim and Tess, also got pregnant about the same time. She was due in June. A few months ago, we got talking about some baby names and discovered we all like the same name for a boy. Both babies were boys. It's a really common name. Think Jacob or something like that. Eventually, we both couples, chose the name Jacob for our sons because we all love the name so much, and it's really common name where we live. So we thought it won't be weird. We're just going to call him Jake for short, and they Jack, so it wouldn't be the exact same name. Oh, Tess had a stillbirth 3 weeks ago, so they are both obviously devastated. My heart absolutely breaks for them both. We are still very much in touch. I talked to Tim a lot in the past weeks, and one day he said he doesn't know how they'll be able to be around for our baby boy, Jacob, after having lost theirs. Just fucking get another one. They're fun to make. Terrible to take care of. Postmortem is a real thing. That sucks. Last night, I brought up the baby name with my wife and asked her, what name from the list should we consider for our son now that naming him Jacob would be insensitive? Yeah, I can kind of see that. My wife said she still wants to name him Jacob and maybe even call him Jack to honor our friend's loss. I told her that maybe that might be in poor taste because Tim and Tessa had their baby name and buried their boy Jack. I just told them to go with another name and not make a big deal out of it. I know she really loved the name, and it's just a name. And she called me an asshole for making her put our baby second. I said we'd pray to God that we have a healthy baby. I mean, imagine their baby just comes out of stillbirth, too.
Yeah.
That's fucked. You know, am I the asshole for not agreeing?
I don't think they should name it the same.
Well, I mean, like, they chose the name way before, you know, they knew they were going to have a stillbirth.
But circumstances change, too. It just, if they don't want their friends in their lives, then I think then they don't care. But I mean, if it's still that raw.
Here's the thing, you know, getting friends.
The baby was stillbirth, like it was stillbirthed, right?
Yeah, like it came out dead.
Yeah, that's like really sucky.
Yeah, I mean,
that messes with you.
Oh yeah, like, you know, people that have had, you know, miscarriages, they get fucked with, but I'm like, dude, having like a fucking stillbirth, it's like, that's just some shit you bury like an Irish person, just deep in your soul, and never talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even like read the stillbirth part until I got to it. I'm like, oh, fuck! I thought it was just gonna be a fun little story about two people, you know, wanting to name their baby the same.
Wait, you did not like...
I didn't pre-read it, no.
Oh my god.
The stillbirth came to me like as it came to all of you.
Oh my god.
And it was also in the first boat, and then it was like, oh shit, now I actually have to pick a side.
So, oh my you know, it, his wife's all pissed off at him because, you know, they're putting the baby second and, you know, being, you know, sensitive to their friend's plight. I get that.
Like, if I was in their situation, I think it would be good to have Jacob as a middle name.
Yeah.
And move forward with that. I feel like that would be, that's his middle name. He'll have a first name. Whether they end up calling him Jack or not is a separate issue. So a middle name is a very good middle ground for both of them. And this is depending, and this is also, it implies that the other couple does end up staying in their lives and don't like drift apart just from that trauma in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're going to call their baby Jake and, like, the dead baby was supposed to be Jack.
Like, you call it Leroy, so they could have Leroy Jacob.
Oh, but, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, naming, like, the middle name, you know, Jack, just to, you know, kind of, like, honor him, like, you know, hey, we can, you know, have a village, and, like, this can be all our baby.
Yeah, like, that's what my solution would be.
And it's like, women just need to be a little bit more open with, you know, hey, you know, this happened. This is really shitty. But, you know, I'm sure if, like, hey, like, all these women came out, and it's like, I had a miscarriage. You know, women wouldn't feel so lonely in this venture. You know what I mean?
I've made a miscarriage impossible for myself, so I have no other words to speak besides doing everything I possibly could to avoid that situation, because that is
We can definitely have a miscarriage. All we have to do is, like, go to, you know, Central Park in New York and schedule a carriage ride.
Oh my god.
And then miss it. And then we'll have a miscarriage.
Just have some sprinklers in the background to make it mist carriage.
Miscarriage.
Oh my goodness.
See, like, one of the first memes I ever saw was two people, like, praying, like, with, like, a Bible and all that, and it said lettuce spray, and it had, like, the grocery store lettuce sprayers above them, and it said lettuce spray.
Oh.
So I saw a cartoon of a bunch of lions holding hands around a carcass, and it said, "Let us pray."
Let us pray.
Oh my god!
I love how Courtney is over there rolling her eyes at our terrible jokes.
Hey, it's. I love that. I've carried that deep inside myself for so long.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, like what would you do? Like, if we are having, if we got a new cat and someone else, you know, had a cat in, like, the same litter, but, like, their cat in the litter, like, died. I don't know if that happens, like, one cat in the litter.
I don't think it really matters because you guys don't know each other.
Okay, and comparing the loss of a cat to the loss of a child is not
the same.
Oh no,
it's 100% not the same.
It's way okay for this podcast.
Okay, fine, continue.
So, like, say you and someone from work are, you know, getting a cat each from a litter, and the cat only had two kittens, and one of them, you know, had SIDS or whatever. I don't know if there's a
It's just.
Is there a
just SIDS? Continue.
Is there a?
Fine. FIP. Continue.
And like one of them goes, but ours is still good, and ours is like the cutest, and we adopted it at the proper age of whatever.
Yes, we would. That or we're going to get another senior.
No, we're not getting another senior because I'm not having piss on my couch. So
she had cancer. Now continue.
And
oh my God.
You know, we named the cat the same thing, and their cat is now dead. Would it be insensitive to name the cat the same?
So I would change the name of the kitten, yes.
I don't think it matters because you guys don't know each other. And
no, it's someone she works with.
No, it's a coworker.
It doesn't even matter.
So it matters to me, so I would change it. I don't view myself as an asshole for not changing it.
Well, I mean, like, cats are just, like, way easier to name because you can't name a kid Mr. Flufferton.
I know, but also the name you adopt your cat with is not the name you end up calling the cat, like, 6 months down the road.
Yeah, I mean, you know, call it Mochi, like, when you get it. And they're like, hey, faggot fuck, get over here.
Oh, my God, I've heard you call her Meow Mix.
Yeah, she's a little fucking chunkster.
She's so chunky. She's a little less chunky. She's on her diet food, but she's still a good amount of chunk. An acceptable amount of chunk. Because I'm in the veterinary field. I can't tell people their cat's too fat if my cats are too fat.
See, like she's like inches away from just being called Ellis.
Don't do that to me.
Okay, no.
If we're going to do that, it has to be...
Would you let me name the next cat that we get?
Of course.
And you just have to go with whatever name I choose for it.
Yes.
Adolf Hitler.
No.
No. You're hilarious.
There is within reason.
Okay, so you don't want Adolf Hitler, okay.
No.
Mussolini.
No.
But, like, Moose-a-lini.
It'd have to be an all-black cat.
No, it'd be a brown cat.
No, it'd have to be an all-black cat for that to work.
Moose-a-lini.
Yeah. So we have Moose with Goose.
You just call it Moose. I'd be like, hey, little Moose-a-lini. How about Joseph Stalin?
No.
I'm, like, running out of, like...
Like, I could eventually take... his name and turn him into Maserati.
What about Mao?
No.
Like
no?
The...
Yeah, okay, it depends on how you want it spelled.
M-A-O.
Can we end it with a U?
Nope.
It needs to end with a U or it's a no-go.
How would it be Chinese? How would it be a Chinese massacre?
No, I want it to end with a U.
How about Pol Pot? I'm, like, running out of, like, crazy, like, dictator mass murderers that I can use.
Goodness.
Okay, you can pick other names.
Osama bin Laden.
Okay, and if you're going to pick, like, that type of name, it needs to be a cat pun. Otherwise, it's disappointing. And if you name your cat Cleopatra and not Cleocatra, you're a piece of shit.
Saddam Hussein? God.
No.
Barack Obama.
No, that's what we're going to name our llama.
Oh my God.
Joe Biden.
No, I don't like him either.
See, like I've given you 20 different names here, and you're like, no.
I said within reason.
You can name your cat whatever you want. Yeah, go for it. Go wild. Go buck wild. There's no name I would say no to. I approve all names. You can... I'm just going to come home with a cat. And I'm going to pay for all the shots and everything.
Okay.
And I'm going to be like, you know... I'm like, hey, look. We got little Kittler. Adolf Kittler.
Oh my goodness.
You can call him that. I will not put that down as his record name.
It'll be the record name. I will go into your work and make that, you know, the official name. You can turn off the light behind you. It's right there.
What? No, I want it on.
I mean, we only got like a minute left.
Yeah.
So,
oh my goodness.
Our next cat, Adolf Hitler.
No.
Has there been any like crazy killer Jews? No. Those people are good people.
Oh my gosh.
But they're very easy to kill.
This is not how this works.
Like, what if we, like, name him Ted Bundy?
No.
I mean, like, I can go through fucking some serial killers. Ed Gein?
Again, it needs to be a cat pun. I'm okay with serial killers. It needs to be a pun. Otherwise, no. We've crossed the back into the border of that's okay and accepted.
Jeffrey Meowmer.
Is that the best you can do?
No, I'm sure I can come up with some. I'm going to come up with a great fucking serial killer name for our cat. And that's what we're going to name it. If you have a great serial killer pun name for a cat, send it into Alex the Truck on social media. Any social media you find Alex the Truck, that's me. The fucking dude with the fucking shitty podcast. You can follow me pretty much everywhere. Hit me up if you want to be a part of the worst party. We'll talk about anything. Talk about the world. Talk about sucking dick, the best techniques for it. You know, it's like the...
So can I be part of this?
Yeah, you can be a part of it if you want.
Yes, I want tips.
I mean, it's really whatever.
I know.
It's those little side conversations you have in like the quiet areas of a party.
I want tips.
On how to suck dick good?
Yeah, I'm sure there's improvements I can make.
I mean, yeah, you can be in them. I'm going to pretty much do a lot of them off of Google Meet, and that's who we use. That's goodbye, Zoom. Google Meet, you won the bid.
There was something to offer.
What?
There was something to be offered?
Yeah, my money.
Oh, I suppose.
Now Google gets more of my money. They have so much of my money, they get more of it.
Oh my.
They're really starting to own you.
Yeah, that's fine. Google has excellent products.
I suppose.
They have excellent products. I pay them for YouTube Premium. I pay them for Google Drive. And now I pay them for Google Meet. Go pee. We're at the end of our podcast anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you all for listening. We will be back next week. Just knock it down like that. Jesus. Go. We'll be back next week. And check out my other podcast, Argue This. And coming up soon, The Worst Party. It's still getting worked on. If you want to be part of it, if you know you just want to be on a podcast, hit me up. We will start putting those out. It'll pretty much be anyone that wants to be part of it. Random people in Durango, friends I know, people in Cortez. I'll start bringing my recorder with me out on the road. And whoever wants to record a podcast with me can record a podcast with me. But that's it. Thank you all for listening, and see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.